It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Party people!
Here is a single lady that is looking for love in all the party places.
If it ain't buffet, I'm not coming.
Oh. Don't tell us you're not serving booze.
There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake the dairy, yeah.
Cross hands and gyrate your hips.
If I go to a Mexican party, I'm going to get fancy. I'm going to break out the tango.
That's fine. I'll be hopping my butt off. A hip, a hop, a hippity, hip, hip, hoppy. Don't stop to rock to the bang, bang, boogies up, yup, the boogies to the rhythm of the boogie beat.
Oh, yes.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show starts now.
And away we go.
Thursday morning. Yes, today is Thursday. I know what you're saying. Man, I didn't think the weekend would ever get here. You just got one more day, though. You can make it through the day. It's the 21st day of April, 2016. We are the Kid Craddock Morning Show. To my right, in her Kentucky Derby / Easter hat.
It is my leftover Kentucky Derby hat from last year.
Here's Kelly Raspberry.
Because if you watched The Real Housewives of Dallas this past week.
The poop hat.
Yeah, that episode. Huh. The Mad Hatter's annual tea is today.
Oh!
I am emceeing.
Hold on, that was a year ago?
That was a year ago they were filming that, yes.
And what do you do?
I am emceeing. I just welcome everyone.
What's
show up with a hat?
It raises money for the people that do the Dallas Arboretum and the Botanical Society. It's a beautiful thing.
Oh,
I mean,
cool.
If you've ever been out there. So, yeah, they'll be doing the hat judging contest. I don't think I'm going to win.
No. But it's a good hat.
It's a great hat.
It's a get-me-by hat.
Yeah.
It's a great hat.
You had it.
Are they going to be filming for the Housewives?
I doubt it. But I don't know. Maybe.
It's a great hat.
They have to go back and redeem themselves for last year's very
debacle.
Poor, distasteful behavior.
Yeah, right?
Your hat is very Queen Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I'll go with that.
Very regal.
And I don't have to do my hair.
Here's JC.
My dear, dear friend, Big Al Mac.
Yeah.
I come to you as a friend in need.
Uh-oh. Okay. What can I do for you, bro?
All I need is a wonderful truck so that I can transport a ping pong table to my house. That's all I need.
Well, let's just lump all of this stuff together in one day.
Just a short 20 minutes of your day is all I need.
Okay.
Why don't you turn to your sensei?
Hold on.
Oh, boy. I just lost him.
My dude Alan's got a truck.
Daddy does, and he borrows it whenever we have to do gardening.
That's what you should do because haven't you learned?
What, Jenna?
Al doesn't come through.
Whoa. He's come through for me in the past.
No offense, but Al tried to pawn my couch off on another guy.
He works for me. I'm not pawning him off. I pay him.
I don't want you to have to pay someone, though. He's on salary.
He gets paid regardless.
Yeah, he's on house guard.
Because then I felt bad, like, you're going to send the guy over.
No. If my mama needed to move something, I would call Sean and say, Sean, make sure this gets handled. But Sean, I know 100% sure, if I ask Sean to do it, it gets done.
I don't even care about that right now, because I have a huge zit on my chin. That's all I can think about.
Oh, that thing right there?
I'm about the couch right now. It has been raining, and my friend was out of town. So, Al, it's fine. We'll take care of it. I have a zit on my chin.
Why don't we color it a little bit brown, and it'll look like a mole?
You know what? I'm going to call Sean. He'll take care of it.
How does he get us on Twitter account like your pimple did?
Zoom in on it like you do every other time.
Yeah, my old pimple has a Twitter account.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with it. Yeah, we see it.
I don't have anything on it.
Why don't they create something that gets rid of your zits but also makes them look like moles? See, that would be a good
idea. I don't want to look like I have a mole. I just want concealer. If I could put concealer on it, it's fine.
Mole.
Whatever.
I guess let's go around the room.
Yeah.
And tell what our least favorite thing going on our body is right now. Jenna, it's her zit.
I got a lot of things going on right now. I've been kind of porky.
Yeah.
Mine's my flat butt. I'm really working on it really hard in the gym.
Yeah.
That's my least favorite. Jiggly flat butt.
Your least favorite thing is your butt
right now. I've
been
doing squats and lunges. I was taking the garbage out last night. I did lunges all the way to the garbage can and back. I am motivated. Because Alan's going to see me in a bathing suit.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
I got to get it up. Lift that butt up off my leg.
I do.
My butt rests very comfortably on the back of my thighs, and it's been there. It's lived there its whole life.
We can do squats during the breaks, Kelly. We got to do
some stuff,
I'm going to squat so hard I'm going to get a butt cramp.
Oh, man. There's quite a few things that I would want to change
right
now.
What don't you like right now?
Probably my unruly nipple hair.
JC's wildly inappropriate.
Is that it? Meat stick?
Probably, yeah. I don't know what's up. I can't. It's like all my hair migrates to just my nipple area. It doesn't want to spread out to the chest to make it look manly. So then I just got to get rid of it.
I sent JC and some friends a photo of Wheezy's nips. That's my dog. And then JC's the only friend that responds with a photo close-up of his hairy nipple with Teen Mom on in the background. He looked like such a creep.
Don't send me your dog.
That's kind of creepy.
I respond.
Dog nipples are different. Al, what about you?
You're Big Al Mack.
Well, I guess it would be the handle area. Even though I did lose a little bit of weight during the weight loss challenge with my buddies.
Yeah.
The handle area is still a troublesome spot. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have a V. I have more of a U.
That's like the floaties you wear for the pool?
Yeah.
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 Okay,
yeah.
Now being a sorority, we have to say something positive about ourselves.
Okay.
Or each other. We can't end on a negative. What do you
I
love,
think
Kelly?
I glow.
You do.
I'm glowing right now.
You are.
I am in the new stages of falling in love with someone, and it's fun, and I'm glowing.
Oh. Hello, I'm Alan.
How's that?
And he thinks you're positive.
He thinks I'm, see?
And he loves pasty.
And I came up with something like that.
You did. Jenna?
I'm so positive. Would you like me to list more things that are wonderful about me?
No. Yeah. Yes, because we don't get this Kelly Raspberry very often.
Okay.
No, fine.
All right.
And we would like I'll share the love.
No, come on.
No, I'm glowing.
Give us your positivity.
I'm just very, very happy. That's the best thing about me right now.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. I'm very
really
happy.
Really,
going
to take a lot to make me mad right now.
Yeah?
Very happy to
so
hear
enjoy
that.
It.
I'm very happy.
I'm pretty sure we can make you mad if we try.
I'm sure you can, but I'll get over it.
I'm not going to even try. No, not at all.
Jenna?
What do I love about myself right now? I'm happy too, for the most part, minus this zit, not being negative. I'm happy. I feel pretty good. I'm really flattered that people liked my butt last week.
Yes, the heart-shaped butt.
Like, I'm really flattered that Trey in the man room, even though I normally don't care what he thinks because he always thinks I'm ugly and gross, that he thought I had a heart-shaped butt. I'm really flattered by that because he looks at me all the time. He only likes really skinny chicks.
Yeah, I mean, there's a glass window between you, but if he turns to his right,
all he sees is me. Yeah,
which really baffles me because he's all into me.
I know.
Yeah,
he only likes skinny. You know, he only likes really skinny chicks, but for some reason, he has this weird thing for me.
He has an obsession.
Let's just be honest.
Maybe you're the forbidden
power
fruit.
Thing.
You're the forbidden fruit.
Yeah,
I think it's the money our boss offered.
Is that it? Is that still on the table, Trey? Are you still got a bet going to get me? He's not even listening.
You know, he's not even listening to the show right now.
He's ignoring us.
No, he's not. He hasn't even turned around. You know what he's
doing? Oh, there he goes.
He's editing. He's not even listening.
He's working hard, you guys. You can't get mad at Trey for working
hard.
No,
it's great, but he hasn't even been listening to all of that stuff.
Trey, is the bet still on? He's coming.
Oh, he's coming in here. We're going to ask him about the bet. What was the bet? It was during Kids, which made it awkward.
That was probably the worst part. It was during a charity trip.
And we made
here comes Trey from the man room.
We were all willing to donate money to the Trey Fund.
I think Kelly was in a bad mood because she wasn't seeing anyone. And so someone's like, we need to.
Hi, Trey.
Someone needs to take one for the team.
No, that's not how it happened.
Catch me up. I was listening to some stuff.
Kelly wants to know why you're so into her.
Yeah, what's your weird attraction to me?
We were saying you only like really skinny girls. I was flattered you complimented me for once. I thought that was pretty cool. And then, but you love Kelly.
Well, she's just. Funnier than me, she's smarter than me, she's better looking than me, and there's just, it's all like,
man, look at all those compliments.
I mean, you always make me super
nervous. If you'd only said all
these
you wouldn't have had to worry about that little bit.
Wow.
How did that come about? That's what we don't know.
Those are not details I'm allowed to disclose.
Well, it was the boss, George.
Yeah.
We know that.
We know.
Oh, boy. Trey is not saying anything. I don't know, so I wish
Trey
I
was no
he's not going to confirm.
I will not say one word.
Uh-huh.
About
probably
the
smart.
Details.
That's probably smart.
Yeah.
I like my job.
That's probably smart.
But how high did the money get up to? Do you remember?
Like $3,500.
It did get up. Yeah, it got up high.
And how much of an effort did you actually make?
None, because it's disrespectful to you.
You didn't want $3,500?
Not for
mild. Because he respects me too much.
Exactly.
See, I'm telling you, he's got this weird thing for me.
It's weird.
Trey don't need no money. Trey got it going on.
That's right.
What, got it going.
What's your favorite thing about Jenna, Trey? Since we're going around.
Uh-oh.
Do you like my zit right now?
Her dog's cool.
Oh, that wheezy?
That's not me. Look me in the eye and tell me something you love about me, Trey.
It's hard to get
and
Trey
And I know
be...
right now I look like the worst I've ever looked. It's fine. Just what?
Come on, Trey. You can do this, buddy. Something nice.
She does have good hair, Trey.
You do have good hair. Everyone asks me about your hair, and I'm like, I don't know anything about her hair.
It's, growing.
It's weird.
Weird. She takes vitamins.
No, it's weird that people ask me, like, what did Jenna do with her hair? I'm like, I have no idea. What am I supposed to do?
She combs it.
She has incredible fashion sense.
Kelly, don't help him.
It's very obvious
if he's struggling this much.
Come on, Trey.
No. Kelly's are off the top of, I mean, not off the top of my head. I think about them quite a bit.
No, they're off the top of your tongue.
Let's go with, you've got a very cute nose, Jenna.
You do.
Oh, wow.
You do have a pretty nose.
You guys have never said that before.
No, it turns out.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Cool, I'm good with that. I'm satisfied. Thank you.
Yeah, the other day we were doing the birthday thing, and I was like, oh, Jenna's got a cool nose going on.
We got a cool nose.
Yeah.
It's a little nose.
All right, now. So something nice about me, Fred.
Oh, boy.
Turn the sexy music back on.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, boy.
Come on, Fred. Be honest.
Come on.
You got, you know what? God.
Make eye contact when you tell me.
I don't want to do it.
Go.
You've got extra nice face skin.
You've got extra nice face skin.
It's also called a good complexion.
Same. What? I don't know. You know,
please say that. I love that. Down.
I'm glad you bring that up, Trey. Because yesterday I was going through the Snapchat
you
filters.
You use a lot of creams?
No, I don't use a lot of creams. I do, actually. I do. I moisturize. But I was going through the filters, and there's this one that just, like, some shade goes over your face, and Jenna says that's the Pretty app.
He goes, it doesn't even look like a filter.
It doesn't even. My face looks the same.
He goes, I look the same. The gorgeous filter. He thinks he looks the same.
So I have good face skin.
Gotcha.
Okay, Big Al Max, turn around.
Big Al Max?
Yeah. You know, I guess I don't want to be the only one that you don't say anything nice about.
So. Yeah, I have. Good.
You?
Yeah. Okay.
Have the confidence of a much smarter man.
That is a huge compliment.
It's profound.
Because you are faking it. That's well deep. Enough to get by, Al.
That is deep. Oh,
no, he's still processing.
Say thank you.
Confidence.
Listen,
thank you.
It's hard for Trey to come up with positive things to say about people, so that's very nice of him.
I know.
We can quickly go around the room with me just talking crap about you guys.
No, right? We know that. Yeah. We don't want that.
Start with me.
Yeah, say something bad about Kelly now.
Your hat is ridiculous.
Thank you, darling. That's the point.
Yeah, totally right. Man repeller.
Jenna now?
What?
Oh, boy.
I just got something nice out of him, you guys.
We're doing the negative, positive, negative sandwich.
Just get a hairbrush.
Dang. My turn now, Trey.
Oh, boy.
Is this strictly based on looks?
No, whatever you want, that's negative.
Yes, we're very superficial.
You said confidence on me, so that's not looks.
Good point. Yeah. Two days of being on Snapchat.
Too much.
Too much snapping in general. Too much of your children.
You knew he was going to overdose in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
It is a lot of kids.
You can't bring the children.
I only snapped two children.
But why is it, once people have kids, that it's just all kids?
Every single filter, he'll run through every single, like, little face app for everybody.
Everyone without kids wants to say this and doesn't, but it's like, why is it only kids once you have kids and not still a lot of you?
I showed my wife yesterday.
She hated it.
She did hate it. And my daughter looked hilarious as Bob Marley. All right, Al's turn.
I'm okay.
You could probably say the same thing from the positive.
Come on.
All right, go ahead.
Come on, Trey.
You know, I don't have a whole lot bad to say about you. I think that was just as bad as I'm going to get as
perfection, Al. That's what I'm hearing.
Look at that. Look at that. All right, okay. I don't feel bad about you turning down my monetary offer now. I felt a little bad about that last night. I offered you some money.
How much you offer?
Offered him a little job, a little side gig, $150.
At the bar?
No.
Oh, the price went down since last night, apparently.
Oh, is it $200?
Yeah.
What did he want you to do?
I said $150, $200.
Just DJ a party. Yeah, like,
For my son.
Do you DJ?
Yeah.
I don't, but you can visit kidnationdjs.com.
Did you sit into the website?
That's not the website, though, is it?
RadioDJs.com.
It was like a little 2 hour. Just sit there, but it's not important.
I love that you sent him a link. You sent him a link to the site.
Yeah, Justin's gonna do it, so it's all good.
Oh, that was uplifting.
Thank you, Trey.
That was cool, Trey.
Thank you.
I'm a little mixed, but that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, if you haven't heard, we're going to tell you who People Magazine's named the most beautiful woman of this year. And there's still so much drama behind the scenes at Live with Kelly and Michael. We just have to tell you the latest, and we will next.
School will be out soon and the kids won't have anything to do. That's why Kid Nation's summer camp contest is happening next week. Tell us what camp your kid wants to go to this summer at kidnation.com and we pay for it. Just a way to say thanks for being a part of our family. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.